a deal was reached. And last night at the meeting, that's what was said. You guys reached a deal. The story that was in the forum, yeah, back on the 21st, Fargo plans to withdraw its efforts to annex land. Commission will decide Monday whether to stop the process of annexing, you know, whatever amounts of land. The company wouldn't work with Fargo until it withdrew its annexation proposal. Mayor Tim Mahoney told the forum on Friday, "We just want to try to move forward, blah, 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 blah." Well, last night I watched the movie. It's like, okay, got it worked out. You're saying, as Mayor Harwood, that's not true.
Well, no. And I was happy to see that they were going to withdraw their annexation. Mm-hmm. They had that chance last night at their city council meeting. Of course, they didn't do it. And here's the whole story. So I got a text message exchange, and Jade, I've shared this with you. Yeah. And so the day before I apparently reached an agreement with Mayor Mahoney, these are how the messages go. So they unsolicited sent us a 5-page document for us to review and sign.
Okay.
No input from the city of Harwood. Their attorney drafted it, and they're willing to withdraw their annexation if we follow certain said conditions.
Okay.
Okay. So what, it's not just like, oh, hey, we're out of the goodness of our heart, we're going to withdraw this annexation.
Yeah. I thought it was like, okay, we're withdrawing. That's it. That there's no, but there's all kinds of conditions here.
So I get this. Here's the message exchange. This is last Wednesday, the day before we apparently reached an agreement. And see if you can see in this exchange where we reached an agreement. Sends the agreement. It went to your attorney. I said, okay. He says, did your attorney share? I said, not yet. She's not in her office. He said, are you okay with our proposal? I said, I will not have an answer for you until Monday night, which would have been
last night.
Last night. Yeah. Why? I'm not the king of Harwood. I can't make that call.
Yeah.
I don't even have a vote, really. Right? I'm the tiebreaker vote, right?
Yeah.
So it's our council that votes on that.
Just like Fargo.
Just like Fargo. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say, sounds good. We have an agreement. Let's get this done. No, my exact words were, I will not have an answer for you until Monday night. Okay. His reply, we are planning on voting on it Monday. Your attorney suggested it was okay. I'm confused. That is not true.
Your attorney wouldn't suggest that. Would your attorney? Because again, you need the whole council.
That's right. She would never say that.
No,
she'll advise us pros and cons of, you know, accepting a deal, not accepting the deal, the legal ramifications. She would never say that. And then the next message from him, this is Friday. Now we are withdrawing our annexation. Paper got it today. Oh, okay. Well, I'm thinking, well, maybe this proposal, we didn't get back to him. Maybe they're just going to withdraw it. And then I said, that's great news. I hope to work together in the future as both our cities grow.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking like, oh, they're just going to withdraw the annexation.
Huh.
And then what do they do last night at the meeting? They punt, right? And they kick the can down the road, waiting to see what the city of Harwood did or it was going to do.
Oh.
And our commission voted yesterday, and I would say it was, I mean, no one objected to it, to essentially reject Fargo's offer with certain conditions and just request that they withdraw their annexation, right? I mean, they were the wrongdoers initially. Mm-hmm. They're still the wrongdoers.
They're not going to win this thing.
Right. They're not going to win it. So why would you want to bind us up or have us sign a 5-page document that your attorney drafted in order for you to withdraw your annexation? Everything's got a catch. Everything's got a condition. Nothing is as straightforward as it seems. And so wanted to set the record straight. I know we have bad weather and there's all kinds of things going on outside. But wanted to set the record straight that I never reached a deal and I never bound the city or agreed to anything. In fact, it was quite opposite of that, saying I'm not going to know until Monday night.
Sure. Well, and I'm glad that, we got a hold of each other because, again, I think most of the public, the way from what we read, what we, you know, we figured, oh, okay, yeah, the deal's been worked out. Okay, we can move on. Harwood's not getting bullied anymore. They can do their thing and Apply Digital can do their thing up there. Let's find some other stuff to.
Here's the deal. I mean, just this is kind of the position of our council. You know, it's like, hey, Fargo stabbed us in the back once, mm-hmm. right? And we really, that's kind of how we feel, right? And so now we're gonna somehow reach an agreement that your attorney signed an agreement that your attorney drafted with certain conditions. No, withdraw your annexation, and we'll sit down and have a good faith negotiation, right?
But what's there to negotiate? This is what I don't understand.
Right. And I say going forward, like how is this gonna look going forward as both cities grow, right? Okay. I think we can certainly talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Work that out.
Sure.
But you know, what's that old saying, right, Jay? It's fool me once, shame on me.
Fool me twice, shame on you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. Like, I mean, you guys tried to pull one over on us. We found out, you know, of a lot of things that we didn't know before the meeting a few weeks ago in Fargo, which was that they tried to hide this whole project from us.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, so you have that kind of behavior followed by the annexation, wrongful annexation of our land. And now you want us to come into some kind of work in some kind of an agreement with you?
Yeah, there should be. There's no agreement to work out. And again, the only reason Fargo wants us is they're licking their chops at this, all this money they can, they were hoping to get, to not pad their books, but to add to the coffers. And you guys were, smart. No, that's not happening. Now, can we talk about some of the conditions that they wanted, or is that off limits right now?
No, I mean, I don't.
Is there anything in there where you looked at what, are you kidding me? You really think we're going to, on these conditions, we're going to sign this?
Yeah. Good questions. It's not super restrictive. I mean, but there are things that we don't like in there. So it's a 20-year agreement, right? Well, that's, I don't know what future councils are going to look like and where things are going to look down the road. I mean, very, very unlikely I'm going to be mayor in 20 years, and very unlikely that there'll be the same council at all.
Yeah.
Right. And so I feel uncomfortable about that. And then also it restricts the landowner. So essentially if you, and the land in question that we're kind of talking about here, the landowner wants to be part of the city of Harwood.
Yes.
Okay.
I heard him speaking at the Fargo Commission meeting. He's like, look, we don't want this. As a landowner, I don't want this annexation.
That's exactly right. And so what this agreement does, it restricts the landowner to have any kind of preference in what city that they want to be part of.
Yeah. And that's not right.
And that's our opinion too, right? And I don't know. And again, I don't do this kind of law, so I don't know the legalities of it, but can two cities bind a property owner not to have any say in what city they want to be part of?
Yeah. And that's, I would think not.
Right.
Up to Harwood, Mark, you're up. Jay Thomas show at the mayor. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Blake. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. Curious. In her last week, it's been in the news that Fargo's city attorney resigned. And I've been curious if that could add something to do with, she saw there's no way to win this and didn't want to be part of it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just suspicious and stuff like that.
Yeah. I can say that I don't know that answer, but what I will say is, Mahoney said to me in no uncertain terms that the reason they went forward with the annexation was because they had bad legal advice. And so I don't know if she was the scapegoat. I don't know what went on there. What I will say is Eric Johnson, their former city attorney, was the one that was in all of our meetings, mm-hmm. And was trying to tell me why what they were doing was okay, and tried to tell me he was involved in something with the city of West Fargo, and they end up losing that. I'm like, yeah, because it was bad actions, just like you're doing to us.
Yeah, this whole thing stinks.
All right. And I kind of suspected it. It sounds like it might have had something to do with it in one way or another. But I can tell you, Jay, that, and Blake already knows this, but Applied's been great to work with thus far. You know, as a regular citizen of Harwood for the last 40 years, mm-hmm. There's nothing literally up here that they've done thus far that's caused any concern. And I think they're going to be great neighbors if we can get this settled up. Yeah. And I hope Mayor Hanke keeps giving them hell.
Good. You small towns got to stand up for yourselves. Well, we know in Ellendale, we had on who do we have on, the mayor of Ellendale?
Yeah,
we
Brandon had on, Carlson was the Dickey County Commissioner.
Yeah, and they've said it's just been fantastic working with this company. They have everything they said they were going to do. They did it and went above and beyond. So. Yeah, I think this would be a good thing. No, it's good.
They had a meeting here a couple weeks ago, just nothing to do with government at all, just for the citizens of Harwood. And there's, I don't know, 20, 30 people there. But they were just letting everybody know where they were at, what's going on, and answering questions. To my point, it just looks like they're just doing everything they've been promising.
So let me ask you this, Mark, as a citizen, you've been up there for 40 years in Harwood. I know there's still some citizens that are not on board. In the beginning, there were a lot that were on board because there's a lot of unanswered question and false stuff all over the interweb, how these companies work. When you're talking to your buddies up there and your neighbors and stuff, the ones that were against it, are they coming around now going, you know what? Nope, this is going to be a good thing.
Okay, so I must live in the wrong part of town, because there's nobody in my corner in the northeast corner here, which is, by the way, very probably closer to Applied than most places in Harwood. There's nobody against it. Now, I have talked to people that are concerned.
Sure.
At the meetings I've been to, there's people talking about traffic, but The traffic is there. A lot of this was happening during harvest when farm trucks were crazy. The diversion, there's a lot of diversion traffic right now because of what's going on north of Harwood, where the diversion crosses I-29, the railroad and 81. Again, they're moving a lot of dirt. So, and then there's some power problems, but that turned out to be nothing to do with what Apply's doing. They're not even using power right now, other than, you know, for lights and whatever. But that had to do with some construction that was going on elsewhere in town here. So I think it takes the way things like this come in, people are suspicious because of the do not disclose agreements and whatever. But I, you know, all told, and I understand why they have to do that, but all told, I think it's going to be great for the city eventually, when everything gets up and running. The only thing I hear now is the pile drivers going, you know, that are driving these beams in the ground, and that's supposed to be over by, I think, sometime early January, if I remember right. And even that's not bad. There's more noise from the railroad and the interstate in town than there is from Applied right now.
Mark, appreciate the phone call. 701-293-9000. Email studio, WDAYRadioNow.com. Mayor Blake Hanke in studio, Mayor Harwood, saying, hey, no, we did not reach an agreement. It's just not true. Email Jay. So now we catch Mayor Mahoney on Crony's in and out and out lie. He needs to go now. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just getting the emails that people are saying the same thing. Well, we thought this was a done deal.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And I did too. I was like, oh, wow, you're just going to withdraw your annexation. Sounds great. And then all of a sudden we get this 5-page document with certain conditions. Like, that's not withdrawal of your annexation. It's like, it's like you did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So make it right. Then let's talk.
Being told that 13th Avenue South and 25th Street full of outages, flickering power closer to West Acres. That's the latest we got on power. Is this what you sent me to, Ronnie?
Same thing. We uploaded a story saying some Cass County Electric and other Xcel customers were experiencing outages, some as early as 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay. So. All right. So they're working on it. They know what's going on. Another email, Jay, drove from DL towards Dunvilla. Roads are poor. You need to stay on track. And that's even tricky. If you get off the track, the snow is deep and heavy enough to pull you to wherever. So tell people to drive slow. Appreciate the heads up on that as well. All right. It's a 255. So can you talk about anything that's in there, that these conditions that the city wants you to, not you, but the city of Harwood, to sign off on? So basically what they're saying is, we'll drop the annexation under these conditions.
That's right.
When it should be, we're just not going to do this annexation thing because we're in the wrong. We're going to lose this thing.
Right. So I can talk about it. It's not incredibly restrictive, but it says we're going to follow the law, right? What Fargo, I guess, you know, should have done initially, right? But the reason that our council members had problems with it is because it under no circumstances whatsoever with this agreement could we ever annex any of Fargo's ET zone.
That's their extra territorial zone.
And our position is we won't unilaterally do it like you guys did to us. And we won't do it against the landowner's request.
Yeah.
Right. But we won't do it for 20 years. Right. I mean, we would agree. Yeah, we're not just unilaterally going to do it. But what the problem that we're having is what about the landowner? This particular landowner, in no uncertain circumstances, says, I want to be part of the city of Harwood, period.
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of the city of Fargo. All right. Well, you know, if we were to sign Fargo's agreement for 20 years, that landowner is going to be kind of stuck or stymied with the city of Fargo potentially. Right. And so we were not going to unilaterally do what Fargo did to us. That's not what our commission is about and what our council is about and what we would do.
Sure.
But if the landowner came to us and petitioned for us to be in part of the city, would we take a look at it and talk to the city of Fargo and figure out how that looks? Absolutely.
Sure. All right. Who is it, Ron? I don't have a name up there. I need names, buddy. It's 257. Okay. What else was in that, please sign this agreement?
Oh, that's really it. The rest of it is basically like, oh, we're going to agree to follow the North Dakota Century Code, which, okay.
Dave, you're up. Jay Thomas, you got a road report?
Yeah, I'm heading out of Moorhead and I-94 going into Moorhead about 3 miles out. There's probably, I don't know, 10 to 15 semis and trucks jackknife
of
a pile up. So tell people to be careful coming in.
All right. It's getting really slick out there and it ain't going to get any better. And you said that's just outside of Moorhead, Dave?
Yep. Westbound.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Okay. Westbound, just out of Moorhead. Watch it. You got multiple semis jackknifing in the ditch. So what's the next move there, Mayor?
Well, the next move, right, is we very clearly last night voted unanimously to reject Fargo's, agreement.
Okay.
And we've said it repeatedly, and I guess my email exchanges, text exchanges with Mahoney, say it repeatedly, withdraw your annexation. And the Apply Digital is on the same page, right?
Oh, yeah.
Withdraw your annexation, and then let's sit down and talk. But when you guys were so sneaky, so underhanded, why would we ever come to any kind of agreement with you before you withdraw your annexation?
So now it's basically the only move now is to Fargo saying, look, we're going to drop the annexation with no conditions. It's like, we're just not going to do it.
That's right. And if Fargo, if that's not good enough for Fargo and they want to bring this to, mediation, because I guess the next step.
Yeah, I think it is the governor, the governor
would appoint a mediator. We feel like every single factor favors us and we're going to win. So why would we reach some kind of an agreement with Fargo when they've been the one with the wrongdoing this whole time?
Yeah. Another email. Doesn't this Fargo Harwood deal sound like Russia, Ukraine? Big Fargo bullies itself into another city and Harwood must cave to their demands. Makes you wonder if this is how the mayor runs. Okay, I'm not going to do personal stuff on the mayor, but that's what this is. This is bullying. That's all it is. And good for you guys for standing up to, because that's where you're taught. You got to stand up to your bully. If you don't, it's just going to get worse. And again, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know. But I mean, to me, it's just common sense. There's just, I don't see any way Fargo can win this thing. How can they just go and take your land?
That's right. So that's our position. That's our city attorney's position. Applied Digital and their attorney have the same opinion. So we are very confident. So why send any kind of an agreement? Or we've been bullied and pushed around. So why sign some agreement that Fargo's attorney drafted that expected us to sign that has conditions on it for them to withdraw their annexation?
Well, I'm glad that you came up, because again, I think everybody walked away from, reading the news from a couple days ago and then the meeting last night. Oh, okay. It's done. Fargo's not going to do this. Good deal. All right.
Right.
But that ain't the case.
It's not.
All right, brother. Anything else before I let you go? Make that treacherous trek back up to Harwood?
Yeah. When I get home, I can call in and tell you how it was.
Yeah. Call. Tell us how it was. Yeah. All I have to do is look out at I-29. It looks like that traffic's getting even slower now.
Looks to me like the knuckles will be white heading all the way home.
Match the weather, right? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
it's really, and it seems to really be slowing down more on the southbound I-29 than northbound. So. All right, Mayor, keep fighting the fight, brother. I mean, good for you. You're standing up for your town and you're standing up for the people, man. So we're not gonna bow down to this.
Well, if it's like Ukraine, just annex the Hector International Airport, then Harwood's got an Air Force. So.
Yeah, be great. No, we'll just take the Air National Guard.
Fargo, I still the part though I'm not understanding is this keeps getting brought up that. The mayor and others on the commission are, they're concerned. Well, we're concerned about the roads up there and fire. It's like, that's not your damn concern. Number one,
right.
The county handles those roads, correct?
They do.
So Fargo has no, they don't do anything with the roads up there.
Nothing. It's all county roads.
And then Apply Digital, didn't they say they were going to handle plowing too?
They did. They're going to take care of their own roads.
Yeah, their own roads. So every time I hear, I'm like, what are you talking about? And it's the same thing. I mean, I would believe that. I mean, you got a very capable fire department up there, Harwood Volunteer Fire Department. Plus, you got rural West Fargo. And I got to believe got out of control that Fargo would still help out. I mean, firefighters help each other out, man.
We have a joint powers agreement.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we regularly respond to, things north Fargo.
Because you can get there quicker.
That's right.
That's nothing against Fargo Fire Department. It's just you guys are there.
We're there. We're closer.
Exactly. Yeah. And on top of that, then you got the sewage thing because Fargo handles your sewage.
Right.
But didn't Apply Digital, didn't that come up with them?
Yeah, if necessary, that'll be taken
that'll
care
be,
of.
That'll be taken care,
care of or handled, right? Yeah. You know, and so, you know, with the sewer, you know, one thing I was hoping to see in their agreement is they would say, oh, hey, we'll agree to extend our sewer contract, right? If right, we're going to bind you to all these terms, but we're not going to give you anything. We're not going to put in here, oh, hey, we understand you guys have our sewer. Why don't we agree to extend that till 2040 or something,
sure,
right?
That's not in there.
No.
Or, hey, you know, you now nah, forget. I'm not I was gonna say, we're sorry, we'll give you the sewer for free, man.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
No,
city can't afford that. Again, this all came down to dollar signs. Ching ching. Hey, woof, we can get this and we can fix our budget problems. And
that's right.
That ain't happening. Mayor, always a pleasure, buddy. Lucas, nice meeting you, pal. Good luck in hockey. Real quick, tell folks, who do you play hockey for? Just get on the microphone right there.
All right, I play hockey for Sioux Falls Power in South Dakota.
So how do you do that? Because you're 16, don't you go to school? Doc?
I do online school through Davies.
Oh, okay. So that frees you up to go do hockey?
Yep.
How do you like it down there in the fall?
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's nice down there, isn't it? How's the team you play for?
We're pretty good. Oh, yeah? And yeah, we just had a weekend in Dallas. Well, went pretty well.
Really? Yeah. Went down to Dallas to play,
oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So it's a traveling hockey team.
Oh, yeah. Travel all over the country.
That's awesome, dude. Well, good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
You got it. WDAY time, 304. Liz Collins, Alpha News, the fall of Minneapolis at 335. She'll join us. I called her this morning, said, Liz, you got to. Can you come on and talk about all this fraud that's going on in Minnesota.
Approaching $1 trillion, if you believe all the reports. Yeah.
It's outrageous. And money being allegedly being funneled to terrorist organizations. This is bad. And every day it's another case that's coming up. Yet another one. What, number 78 now? This guy's tied to Pelican Rapids and Moorhead. So Liz Collins will join us at 3:35. 701-293-9000 email studio W.